And let's say good morning and welcome now to Jerry Parsons. Dr. Jerry Parsons is with us this morning.
He almost forgot who was here, didn't you?
Well, I did. I had to look up.
Looking me eye to eye and looking into this face of beauty over here.
Yeah, I'm not doing that well this morning.
You sound bad, guy. I want you to...
Anyway,
I've got this glass partition up there.
Let me give him your title. He's the area vegetable
Steady
specialist.
Now. That's good.
That's one thing, anyway.
That's good. All right. Tonight we get to... have the opportunity to ease on up toward Fredericksburg. Love to go up into the hill country.
You bet.
I don't get the peach trees to be blooming yet. However, I see my apple trees budding,
uh-oh,
which is...
a bad sign.
You know, for some reason, a lot of the trees and stuff figure after that 6 degrees that's all the winter we need, and they've decided to come out a little bit, and that's going to be a problem, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But going to be up there tonight talking about vegetable growing, not only for the commercial producers, and there are a lot of commercial producers up around Fredericksburg. And in fact, there's a big history that there used to be fruit producers, and they found out that they could have tomatoes almost every year and have peaches almost every 5 years, you know. So
yeah.
It didn't take their pocketbooks long or their bankers long to encourage them to go over and start growing a few vegetables. So we'll be talking to them as well as all the home gardeners up in that area.
Y'all going to be at the courthouse?
A little bit. Where else is it a meeting, Freddie?
Oh, lots of places.
Where? Name one.
Oh,
we're not going to be out at Lady Bird Johnson, park they got out there. It's cold out there.
All right.
And it stinks. They've had animals out there. All right. Also, on Thursday the 25th, we're going to be down at Corpus. Now, I announced this Corpus deal.
I remember that.
You remember last week.
You said you were taking your fishing rod.
I thought I did a wonderful job on giving the locations. And I did. Okay, you know, I did. But I gave the wrong location.
That's
the problem. I did get the right day that I'm coming down there.
That's what, Thursday?
That's Thursday. But the problem is, let me see now where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at the Research Center at 3 o'clock.
Now, is that at Robstown or in Corpus Christi?
That's out between Robstown and Corpus Christi on that highway.
All right.
Then, that night, I'm going to be at the Corpus Christi State University Center for Sciences.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that was down there.
That's
room 101.
All right.
So, you know, I said that we're going to be at the center at 7:30. No, we're going to be at this Corpus Christi State University Center for Sciences. Okay? Okay, now... I want to talk about today, while we're talking about getting into gardening and things, we always get into should you grow your own transplants and things like that. Where do we get information? Where can I get information? In fact, I got a deal in the mail here. See, it says tomato teaser.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And then it says the National Gardening Book of Tomatoes, and they send us out instructions. And they send us out sample instructions on basically how to handle tomatoes and how to grow tomatoes at their best. And the interesting thing about this is about half of these are wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now, I don't know whether they're right. They're not even right up in the Yankee country. I can't even excuse Yankee ignorance for this, but they're just absolutely wrong. And, of course, you know our saying for today is, my chief study all my life has been to lighten misfortunes and multiply pleasures.
Ooh, I like that one.
You see that?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is lighten the misfortune. The reason I have never gotten into telling people how to grow transplants is because in this particular market, and I would say everyone in the distance of our voice, can get good transplants, good disease-free transplants of recommended varieties.
At a reasonable price.
And you say, well, I can grow my own cheaper. No, you can't, because most of the ones we recommend... recently on the market. In other words, they've come recently on the market, and they're expensive seed, $1,000 to $1,200 a pound.
Ooh.
And so it's hard to get the seed. It's almost impossible to get the seed. Our friends up there in Stephenville, Porter and Son Seedman in Stephenville, sometimes have a few seeds of these hybrids, but it's harder to get the seed. So you're better off just to go to your nursery and buy a transplant. They're true to label, and we've got good transplants and good nourishment in this area. When we get back, I'll light into this tomato teaser and show you how you can go wrong in a hurry if you listen to some of this trash that's coming out of the north.
All right, he's going, he's on his soapbox, and I can hardly wait till we get back, and we will right after this. Okay, what do you call that thing, a tomato teaser
that's
you got in the mail?
Yeah, they were trying to get me to buy the book, so they sent me this stuff to show me how much good information is in there. And the first one, it says, seedlings need fertilizer right from the start. Is that true or false? It says, Oh, that's not true at all, although many gardeners think so. Some commercial seed-starting mixes already have fertilizer in them. Some do, but you don't know which do. Most of the ones that we buy here do not. But if yours doesn't, don't worry. Wait a week, or even until after the first repotting before giving tender tomato plants any fertilizer. And if you do, they'll be purple, they'll be studded, they'll be thick. The tomato plants that are grown here locally, commercially, are fertilized every day from the day they're seeded. Every day with water-soluble fertilizer.
Yeah, okay.
Not strong, but every day. That's just like saying, just wait for your baby to, you know, until he's potty trained. Don't feed him that, you know, don't feed him early on. These are growing seedlings. Now, imagine what these brain-dead people were thinking, whether they'd get a lot of nutrients from the seed cup, but a tomato seed is not that big. And then they finish it up. The final blow is, it's much more important to give seedlings plenty of water, which is the number one reason that most tomato seedlings are killed, is that they're overwatered, and light to get them growing strong. Now, they hit upon it that time. They come on down on transplants. That bright sun is best for newly planted tomato transplants. And they said, oh, no, that's wrong. Now, you know, I wrote 10 Commandments about this sun deal, you know, and I get calls daily from people that, you know, give me that same old saying, well, you know, I used to go grow tomatoes, and now I can't anymore. And I said, that's right, because you used to have a small tree in the backyard, and now you've got a big tree in the backyard. They said, well, how did you know? I said, everybody in this town does it. I did it. I just cut my nemesis down the other day. After that, remember that avocado tree I told you?
Right.
And we won't get into that's a whole different program about why we don't grow avocados in this area. I grew an avocado. That sucker was 30 feet tall
until
that 6 degrees,
yeah.
And now it's about 30 millimeters tall.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's down to the ground. All right. It says tomatoes love the sun. I'm reading from that. Tomatoes love the sun, but young plants need protection from direct sun. Wrong. The plants that are grown here locally are. From the day that they're seeded, they're kept in full sun all day, never shaded. Now, what confuses it, they throw in there and wind. Now, see, there's a difference between sun and wind. See, they're changing. You're right. They do. They can be windburned, but that's a long way from saying that they can be. And they go on to say that tender young plants can get easily sunburned. No, they can't. If they've been in the sun all day from the minute that they started growing, there's no way you can sunburn them. Now, if you made a fool of yourself and grew them under the bed or in lack of sufficient sun, which, again, 99% of the people do, then they will sunburn. Now, they'll die is what they'll do. They won't sunburn. I have never seen a plant sunburn. Have you? Maybe we ought to start selling
not
some,
a plant, but fruit.
Maybe we ought to start selling sun lotion for the young tender transplant. A lot of people probably buy it, especially in the fall. Well, I didn't get through all these, but what I'm telling you is it's really not worth growing your own transplant unless you're just retired and in good health like some of the people that's on this program and need something to do to keep them busy.
All right, go out and buy your own transplants already done right. Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist. He'll be back with us again on Thursday.